Good morning. This is your KLAM News Update. I'm Dennis Morris. Carbon monoxide poisoning has been ruled as a factor with last weekend's plane crash that killed four Plymouth County residents. KCCI television station of Des Moines is reporting that the state medical examiner's office says that all four victims, 49-year-old Ed Anderson, 36-year-old Patrick Kellen, 28-year-old Tyler Duvia, and 15-year-old Samantha Clark, each had high levels of carbon monoxide in their blood. The autopsy report also indicated that the four died as a result of multiple blunt force injuries in setting of carbon monoxide toxicity. The plane left the Lamar's Municipal Airport a week ago on Friday evening, heading to Osceola for a hunting trip. The plane was reported missing by the air traffic controller at Des Moines Airport after it had dropped off the radar. Search and rescue teams from numerous sheriffs, police, and fire departments, along with hundreds of volunteers, looked for that plane. It was spotted in a Guthrie County pasture early Saturday morning at around 6:30 a.m. The National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Aviation Administration is investigating that airplane crash. Now with the rest of the news, here's Michael Moose.
A large contingent of officials and residents from Siouxlands are in Annapolis, Maryland, preparing for today's commissioning of the USS Sioux City. The littoral combat ship will be dedicated at the shipyard of the U.S. Naval Academy, the largest ship to ever be commissioned there. Sioux City Mayor Bob Scott has been involved in the process since Navy Secretary Ray Mabus made the initial announcement about the ship's name back in 2012.
I'm a really lucky guy in that this process started with me and it's going to end with me. A lot of mayors, you know, don't stay around to be able to do from the beginning to the end of an event like this. So I'm really honored to be able to represent the community.
Mary Winfield, the ship's sponsor and wife of retired Admiral James Winfield, will give the time-honored Navy tradition's first order to man the ship and bring her to life.
You go aboard, and if you have the chance to meet those young men and women, it really restores your hope in America.
U.S. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa will deliver the principal address of the ceremonies. The commissioning takes place at 8 a.m. Central Time. Iowa's unemployment rate has dropped slightly to 2.4% in October, the lowest in the state in more than 18 years. Iowa Workforce Development released the figures Friday, showing the unemployment rate had fallen from 2.5% in September. Iowa's unemployment rate was the nation's second lowest, behind only Hawaii's 2.3% rate. Iowa's rate was the lowest since March of 2000. A delegation of Iowa pork producers and industry officials is now in Korea after spending several days in Japan on what's being called a meat mission. Pat McGonigal, CEO of the Iowa Pork Producers Association, spoke with Iowa reporters from Seoul and says that they have kept a tight schedule of face-to-face talks with supermarket officials, packers, and even an ambassador.
We've been meeting with a lot of some retailers, certainly a lot of importers, food service users of our U.S. pork product here in both countries.
Japan is a top importer of Iowa pork products, and South Korea is the number two importer. McGonigal is among nine Iowans on the trade trip, and he says their message is being well received.
U.S. product is viewed as a very high-quality product. We are a reliable supplier, and so that's been important to us. But we're also in a very competitive market. Other countries are friendly competitors. They are taking opportunities to be as aggressive as they can be.
That marketplace aggression is expected, and it's healthy, he says.
And it's in our nature in agriculture. When somebody competes with us, we're going to become more competitive. So we're being more aggressive because our competitors are being more aggressive.
Lee Schultz, a livestock economist with the Iowa State University Extension, calls South Korea the star market for U.S. pork, given the direction tariffs have taken trade in many areas of the world.
We've seen a loss of export share to some of our major exporting destinations, being Mexico and to some degree China, especially when you look at pork variety meats. South Korea has absorbed a lot of that additional production that's available.
McGonigal says there's much support in South Korea for the new trade agreements, while in Japan there's an urgency for reaching a new accord with the U.S. for free trade. At day's end, he says, the image, the quality, and the reliability of U.S. pork helps keep us in first place. That's a look at your news here on KLEM. For additional news updates, you can always check our website, though, KLEM1410.com.